It is time for us to check sports, and that means it's time to bring in none other than Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
Now, I want to complain about smartphones here before we get to the weather. I've got to go to New York today, so it's a long day today. So last night I went to bed. I actually went in bed about 6:30, fell asleep about 7 o'clock, all right? And, Mike, this is no lie, pitch black, all of a sudden out of nowhere, all right, chimes, church chimes, loud, wakes me up at midnight, okay?
Armageddon.
So now the cat, which was sleeping right by me, jumped off the bed and ran. The two dogs ran out to see what was happening, and it was pitch black, and I couldn't find out where these chimes were coming from. They stop, right? I look at my cell phone is lit up, and it's a damn birthday greeting from my cell phone at 12 midnight.
Yeah, there you go.
12 midnight. Ask me if I got back to bed.
Probably not.
No, I didn't. I was up from 12 midnight until I got a shower at 3 o'clock. I was so ticked off. Well, anyways.
Wow.
Well, getting away from that, the Giants delivered me another birthday present, which was a loss. I see they lost 23-20. I don't know whether it was a close game or not.
No.
All right.
It was a gimme touchdown. Well, it wasn't even a gimme touchdown. They weren't giving it to him with no timeouts and a little more than a minute left. The Giants killed the clock and killed themselves by trying to sneak Manning two times in a row. Didn't make it, and eventually they did get their touchdown, but they just ran out of time. They gave themselves no options to do anything. And here's a team where they had over 400 yards in offense and only scored 20 points, and one of them was basically a gimme. They're awful team, just awful team. Their defense got shredded by Ryan last night. He completed 31 out of 39. They are what they are. They're a 1-6 team, and it's wait till next year already, and it's not even Halloween.
And Eli Manning, I did look at the stats, threw for almost over 300 yards. 299.
But everybody throws against the Falcons. They're a bad team. So even for him throwing near 400 yards, they still can't win.
I know, it's amazing.
And only 20, like I said, only 20 points.
Yeah,
the game was 10-6 at the end of the third quarter. And 27 points were scored in the fourth quarter between the two teams.
So it was another stinker game. Well, anyway.
Oh yeah, it was a lousy game.
All right. Hey, you should be happy the Lakers lost their first game.
Fakers are going down.
Hey, tonight is World Series night.
Yep, 8 o'clock, 8:10, I guess would be the first pitch. Should be over sometime after midnight.
Well, I will stay up and watch the first couple innings for that when I get back. That's what makes it a long day, because I just want to see the first couple innings of it, you know.
I'll see what's on TV. I'll flip back and forth to it.
So what else do you want to talk about?
What else is going on? Not much else going on right now. We're just starting up with hockey. Baseball's finishing. Football's reaching the halfway point, and it's just football just never ceases to amaze you. These games that they have and the outcomes and the calls and everything else, it's just terrible. It's a hard product to watch.
It is, and that's why I'm going to watch a little bit of the baseball, because I didn't watch, like I said, I just couldn't stay up to watch the Giants. There's no way, because I knew it was
the game was over kind of early. I think it was over around 11 o'clock.
Well, that's still not early enough for me.
Oh, I know that.
Especially if it's a boring game, if it was 10-6 at half, that means I would have stayed up for nothing.
Pretty much.
You know,
it was 10-6 at the end of three.
All right, so let me put it this way. I'm a Giant fan, okay? But I'm not the type of Giant fan that will sit there and be bored. I'm not. And no, you know, it's not going to happen.
Hey, didn't the Patriots get off to an 0-2 start?
Yeah.
They're 5-2 now.
Yeah, they are. They are.
5-2 now, and the second best record in the AFC.
Amazing.
And people calling about their demise. I don't think so. Surprisingly, though, the Saints are 5-1. Usually they get out of the box real slow, but this year they're 5-1, and like we said yesterday, the Rams are the cream of the crop. So, but there's a lot of football yet, and the injury can turn the fortunes of a team right around, because that's the way these things are based on. They're based on one player, your quarterback. You lose him, you're shot, and you just see how it plays out. But tonight, like you said, the World Series starts. Clay Shaw is back in it. He's pitching against Sale today. So both teams have built-in excuses already. You know, Kershaw is Kershaw, and Sale was in the hospital. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that.
I predict. Where's the game being played, Boston?
Mm-hmm.
Boston will score at least 6 or 7 runs.
Boston will win tonight.
Yeah, they'll win big.
I think they would win tonight.
Yeah. I think they would win. As a matter of fact, I'll predict the series. I think they win it 4-2.
So you're saying Boston in 6?
Yeah.
I can't venture out there. I don't know who's going to win this one.
They're just playing. It looks like it's their year. That's all you can say. It really looks like it's their year. Everything's coming together for them.
Well, when things look too obvious, you got to go the other way. I have no feel on this series. I have no idea who's going to win. I could give you reasons why either team could win, and I can give you reasons why either team can lose. But still, it didn't happen in the Houston series, but Boston's bullpen suspect, that's their Achilles heel. If you can get into that, you got a pretty good shot to beat the Red Sox. For all the damage that was done against Houston, their closer didn't look good any time he pitched. Yeah. So if you're going to have to depend on him to lock down a one-run lead in the last inning, good luck with that.
All right, well, we'll check with you tomorrow and see what happens in game one.
We'll play it out.
All right, take care,
Mike. Have a great day, and happy birthday, Marshall.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.